This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Americans have made progress in cutting back violence in Baghdad, but some insurgents may simply have relocated. And that may add to the challenges in Iraq's second-largest city, Mosul. The U.S. military says some insurgents may have moved there. Mosul is already divided between Kurds, who run the place, and Sunni Arabs, who've been among the supporters of Iraq's insurgency. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports on the fight for a major Iraqi city.
1 U.S. battalion, the 27 Cavalry, is responsible for this ethnically diverse city of nearly 3 million. And most every time soldiers with the 27 Cav, General George Custer's old unit, leave forward operating base Marez, they face contact with insurgents. First Sergeant Chris Prosser is in a lead Humvee of a raid by the entire battalion, including tanks and helicopters, into a predominantly Sunni neighborhood in the southwest corner of Mosul. Here, the densely packed city starts to give way to countryside. Multiple roads from the south, the west, and suspected smuggling routes from Syria all feed into this part of Mosul. The 27 Cavalry believe the sprawling outdoor vegetable and sheep markets here serve as cover for insurgents to smuggle weapons and explosives. And this day, they've deployed the battalion, supported by several hundred Iraqi soldiers, to try to disrupt it. As the convoy pushes forward, bustling streets are quickly emptied as shopkeepers anxiously shutter their metal gates. Soon, word comes of a roadside bomb attack on a lead tank and of a possible trigger man in a yellow shirt fleeing southward toward Sergeant Prosser's unit. Soldiers see two young male Iraqis running and give chase.
Hey, push Doug down to 376.
The two fleeing Iraqis scramble over a brick wall into someone's muddy backyard. Sergeant Prosser orders the Humvee to smash down the home's locked front metal gate. The driver revs the engine and speeds toward the door. The front gate is destroyed, and so is the Humvee's axle, which lies broken in the sand. Soldiers bail out to give chase while the gunner and driver argue over the immobilized Humvee.
Dude, shut the up. Dude, he told me to hit the door, so I hit the door.
Yeah, let's get a couple pictures of these guys right here.
Hey, tell the lieutenant. Camera's in the truck, sir.
In the back of the house, soldiers have corralled the suspected insurgents. The two 20-something Iraqi men crouch on their knees near a couple of sheep and the owner of the house whose gate was just smashed in. He's an elderly man wearing a black robe and a scornful look on his face. Iraqi soldiers begin to question the young men as Army Captain Sean Richardson snaps pictures of their faces when, just up the road, another roadside bomb explodes.
You shoot warning shots until they start jumping that wall right there. There's another one.
No one is seriously injured, but the nearby explosion makes the Iraqi soldiers seem more convinced than ever that the two Iraqis they've helped round up are involved in the roadside attacks. Saud Halaf is with the 2nd Battalion of the 2nd Iraqi Division.
Innocent people don't take off running like that. If he did nothing wrong, why did he run?
One of the suspects gives his name as Ahmed Abdullah. He was wearing multiple layers of clothing on a hot day, suggesting he planned to shed clothes to change appearance while fleeing. He cowers in the dirt and insists he did nothing.
I ran because of the bullets. I felt scared one of them would hit me and kill me.
The vast majority of Iraqi soldiers on this raid are Kurds. They take the Sunni Arab suspects away, handcuffed and blindfolded. Captain Richardson apologizes to the family for smashing down their gate and moves out.
Hey, John. What's up, sir? Tell him sorry for the inconvenience. And I appreciate you staying calm while we're here.
Mamashkin.
All right. Tell him stay safe and God bless.
It's another relatively routine day for the 27 Cavalry, which is nearing the end of a 15-month tour in Mosul. This day, they detain 10 suspects. Initial tests show several of them have traces of explosives on their hands. Half of those detained are from Baghdad and other cities to the south. First Sergeant Chris Prosser.
The pressure's on them down there, but up here, they have a little more freedom of maneuver now.
Cooperation from local Sunnis this day is negligible. Most people stay indoors, frightened. In all, the battalion is hit by 3 roadside bombs and takes small arms fire. No weapons are found. Sergeant Prosser is asked if he thinks aggressively moving into Sunni areas with an entire battalion and bashing down doors might end up fueling the insurgency they're trying to counter.
I understand that it's not going to be perfect, even with the Iraqi army. Try to put it in perspective of if someone was in America doing the same thing, how would I feel? It might create a sense of distrust or whatever amongst them, but it keeps our soldiers safe and it helps enforce security.
Sunni Arabs make up about 46% of Nineveh province, of which Mosul is the capital. Kurds are about 40%. Yet Kurds occupy more than three-quarters of the provincial council seats and make up more than half of the police and army forces in the province. Here, many Sunnis, whether former Ba'athists or those allied with al-Qaeda in Iraq, continue to fight U.S. and Iraqi forces most every day. In Mosul, there are no tribal awakening councils or concerned local citizens' brigades, the U.S.-funded project that has helped win over some Sunni tribes and former insurgents in parts of central and western Iraq. Here, creating a concerned local citizen, or CLC brigade, is simply unrealistic given the volatile ethnic tensions, says Colonel Stephen Twitty. He commands the 1st Cavalry Division's 4th Brigade, which is responsible for Mosul and all of Nineveh province.
So it's very difficult, and we want to make sure that we go about this correctly to ensure that we accommodate every ethnic group and we're not fueling the insurgency more by placing these CLCs in places where they do not need to be in place.
Sunnis largely boycotted parliamentary elections in January 2005, and that's why the Kurds have remained dominant here ever since. The Sunnis' continued lack of political clout, Colonel Twitty says, is stoking the insurgency in Mosul.
When you have a majority of Kurds in those areas, the Sunnis fear that they have encroached on their land and that they've taken their land and their power away from them.
The commander is cautiously optimistic that Sunnis and Kurds eventually can hammer out a power-sharing deal. There's key legislation many believe will foster compromise. It's called the Provincial Powers Act and clarifies federal and provincial lines of authority and lays out a timetable for new regional elections. But the bill remains stalled amid sectarian infighting in Iraq's parliament. Without some political help from Baghdad, Colonel Twitty says, Sunnis around Mosul will continue to fight. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Mosul.